Let's welcome to the stage the director and writer of the Pixar films The Incredibles and Ratatouille and the upcoming Disney blockbuster Tomorrowland, Brad Bird. Welcome, Brad.
Hello.
You seem to know what you wanted to do from the second you were born. I mean, at 14, you were mentored by Milt Kahl. Oh, I'm sorry, Kahl.
He's one of Disney's nine old men.
Right, yeah. The core animators of Disney. So how did that meeting come about?
I had done a film that I started when I was 11, and I finished it when I was 13.
What?
And it was about 15 minutes long, and it was animated. I sent it in. My parents said, start at the top and then work your way down. And that way, whoever says yes to giving you the time of day will be the best person you can get. So I went to Disney first, and luckily they said yes.
What was it about?
It was a version of The Tortoise and the Hare, but it ends up in a five-way tie, so it's a little different. Yeah. Yeah.
Who are the other ones that get involved?
Well, there's a bee, there's a horse.
Oh, okay.
You're asking me to defend work I did when I was 13.
No, I'm not defending. I'm fascinated.
You know.
I'm fascinated. I think The Incredibles is basically the best animated film of all time. And not everyone knows that on top of writing and directing The Incredibles, you voiced the costume designer, Edna Mode.
I did. I was exceedingly cheap and available. Yeah.
You were right there.
Yeah.
I mean, everyone loves that character so much. I'm sure that when they find that out, they come up to you and they're like, oh my God, you did the voice of Edna.
I don't do the voice, darling. No. Never. I must be paid.
Now, we're all very excited about the upcoming film Tomorrowland, and I don't like spoilers, of course, but what are you doing to spoiler-proof this project?
You know, it's very difficult nowadays because everyone has a device with which they can ruin your movie.
Yeah.
They print things on red paper to make them so that nobody can copy them, but they also make them impossible to read when you're on the set. So you're like, you go over to the garage. And then you, blah, you know, and it's like, so yes, it's security's difficult.
Have you had a problem in the past?
I did Mission Impossible. One of the producers was J.J. Abrams, and he had actually had a project kind of blown out of the water because it got leaked too early, and then people critiqued the thought process of the movie before they'd even started making the movie. And it just, you know, so yeah, this stuff, you know, you have to take it seriously.
And The Incredibles 2 is going to also happen.
It's percolating.
Percolating.
Yeah, yeah.
Yay.
I mean, I'm just starting to write it, so we'll see what happens.
Well, in the beginning, you were a creative consultant on The Simpsons for 8 seasons.
Yeah.
Directed some classic episodes.
Krusty Gets Busted was the first one I did, yeah.
Hey!
Perfect, because we're going to see how well you remember the show.
Oh, God. It's been on for so longer than I was on it, you know? Since I left it, it's been on like twice as long as
Brad,
I was on
you're
going to
do fine. You're going to do fine. We've asked our puzzle guru, Will Hines, to dust off some of his Simpsons impressions. And you have 60 seconds to identify them based on their catchphrase. If you get enough right, Katie Proctor of Hendersonville, North Carolina, will win an Ask Me Another Anagram t-shirt.
Well.
I know.
And to add to the stakes, Brad, I should say that I can't do impressions. So I'm just going to do the best I can and... Good luck.
Great.
Donuts.
Oh, come on. It's Homer.
Aye, Carumba.
Bart.
Yep. Oakley Dokley.
Ned Flanders.
Worst episode ever.
Comic book guy.
Hey, kids.
Krusty.
Glavin.
Frank.
Yep, trying to.
Won't someone please think of the children? Won't someone please think of the children?
It's a woman.
Oh. Maud Flanders?
It's Helen Lovejoy.
Oh, okay.
I'm sure it's my fault.
Ha ha!
Oh, Nelson.
Yep.
Oh, yeah!
Otto?
It should be, but more spokesman-y?
Troy McClure?
Duffman.
That was a terrible Duffman.
I know. I know.
Unfortunately, Will, we're out of time.
Oh, okay.
Did you want to give us your Duffman, just so we have
Oh,
it?
No. I'm not saying I can do better.
Oh.
Duffman!
Isn't it more like
yeah,
that?
Yeah, yeah.
Okay. I gave it a try.
That was pretty damn good.
Yeah.
Hey, man, we all have things we can do. I mean, I edit Wikipedia pages about Battlestar Galactica. You do your thing. It's good.
Brad, you definitely got enough right that Katie Proctor is going to get her T-shirt. Thank you so much.
Thank you.
Let's hear it one more time for Brad Bird. Thank you.